It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. The state of Georgia has re-elected its Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss. He defeated Democratic challenger Jim Martin in a runoff. Neither candidate had received a majority of the vote on November 4th, as required by state law. NPR's Kathy Lohr is at Chambliss headquarters in Atlanta, and she joins us now. Kathy, has Saxby Chambliss declared victory yet?
No, he has not, Michelle. Actually, he has said that he is waiting. Obviously, there was a long night on November 4th when most people went to bed. They felt that Saxby Chambliss had won that race. And so he is way ahead right now. He is not declaring victory at this point.
How did the voter turnout in this election compare with the turnout from November 4th?
In most special elections, and as in this one, voter turnout is much lighter than it was back in November. In fact, we have heard perhaps only about 25% of what it was. Now, 3.7 million people cast ballots in November in the Senate election here. And if we're looking at maybe 25%, that would really favor Saxby Chambliss. The only hope for Jim Martin was really for him to have a huge turnout. And as in November, what they felt happened is that Obama's supporters, just voted for Jim Martin as well. So he got the coattails of that.
And I imagine that the strong black turnout throughout the state was probably a factor there.
That is true. And back in November, 30% of the vote were African Americans. Today, we don't have those numbers yet. But it's pretty safe to say that it was far less than that. And in early voting, which was allowed in this race, it was about 20 to 22% were African Americans, and many more white males actually turned out to vote early for this contest.
Kathy, this has seemed to be the never-ending election. Both parties sent some pretty big names in to help their respective candidates. The Democrats sent Bill Clinton and Al Gore. The Republicans sent John McCain, Mike Huckabee, Mitt Romney, Sarah Palin, all showed up. What effect did this have ultimately?
Well, the effect that it had is to raise the profile of this race. As far as bringing people out to the polls, we don't really know, and it may not have had that big of effect because, as it seems to be with these events, mostly the voters who are very prone to vote are going to go out anyway, and that's who they got. We think that's who they got to the polls. Not so sure that your average voter was really affected by Sarah Palin coming in the state or John McCain.
Saxby Chambliss's victory closes the door on the possibility that the Democrats might have a filibuster-proof 60-vote majority in the Senate. Saxby Chambliss was very vocal about that throughout the second stage of this campaign. Did that have, or does it appear that that did make a difference in terms of getting out his voters?
It may have made a difference in this case, yes. In fact, there was so much money, millions of dollars poured in this race from outside. There were so many interest groups that weighed in with negative advertisements that just never ended. In fact, we're still on the air today talking about the balance of power in Washington there. So I think that, in fact, it may have had an effect. However, I have to say that Saxby Chambliss just told a group of reporters now that he does want to work with the administration and work with people on both sides of the aisle, and that's what he plans to do if again, this mm-hmm. election, this first part holds up and he does go back to Washington.
Again, the news tonight is that the state of Georgia has reelected its Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss. We've been speaking to Kathy Lohr, NPR's Kathy Lohr, at Saxby Chambliss headquarters. Thanks, Kathy.
My pleasure.